Preparing to stream live on YouTube. Preparing to stream live on YouTube.
Yeah, I was chilling with Ed on Friday, bro. Ed the Barber?
Yeah, you told me. So we are streaming live. We want to welcome everybody back. It's our 80th episode. We just want to wrap up the season. We did 10 episodes on this season. We're on 80 exactly.
Thank goodness.
Wow, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Made it to 80 episodes.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness for that. I thought you meant, like, thank goodness, 80 episodes.
I know, it sounded like you were being a little bit more sarcastic than you let on to be.
Now we can finish this thing.
That's your problem.
I feel a little hostility. I know it's because you're going to miss us.
And editor Justin Treese is here. That's exactly how Justin looks.
Yo, that's Justin all day.
All day long.
Yo, it's me.
You know what that show reminds me of? You remember in Harry Potter?
He looks like the Green Goblin.
No. You know, it kind of, you know who it looks like? The cousin to one of the member, Goosebumps, the guy with the scary mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a scary movie about hitchhiking with the scarecrow and stuff.
Yeah. Goosebumps, R.L. Stein.
No, but that's going to bother me. It's another movie.
I never watched that show.
Well, The Mask, too, the one with Jim Carrey. Creepy. Remember when the guy turns into the evil version? He looks like his cousin without the nose.
Now, the evil version of The Mask looks like Rick.
Damn.
Matt Brolic and shit.
Not gonna miss these Tuesdays of craze making fun of my parents.
Bro, I'm gonna just do it every other day.
I text you on a regular.
Yo, so this season was pretty fun, I would say.
Yeah, we're gonna ask you too. How'd you guys feel about it?
So it was more fun than I expected. You know, I was really can you fucking relax?
Again with the sarcasm.
Can you fucking relax? Can I talk? I was gonna say it was more fun. It was more fun than I thought it was going to be because I thought the Zoom shit was going to be, like, an issue. But I think we should do the show.
Season 5 on Zoom, Craze.
I know, but I feel like I felt like after a while it was going to be, like, but I feel like it's got more fun. I feel like
I think that we did one of our best episodes ever with Chris and Katya. Congratulations to Chris and Katya, by the way.
Yeah, they just got married.
Yo, that was amazing.
For them. That's up there, you know, with Manny Perez, Rodell, Jay, Ivan and Tommy. Those are some of my favorites. But the Chris and Katya episode was amazing. The Omi episode was dope. Omi's such a cool, like, laid back dude, very humble. Ruben Dario. Oh my God. We did Giancarlo Scanella. Talked about Mario Lopez's skincare routine.
Yo, he still haven't got back to me, man.
I'm gonna have to tag him.
I sent it to him. Okay. Actually, I'll send him the whole clip.
We gotta everybody wants to know.
Oh, we had Ed and our lady last week. They're gonna
be that was a fun episode too.
I messed with Ed real hard. Ed is a really cool dude. So is his fiance. Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, it's that same face without the nose.
But you said I look like the mask once he has a mask on. But that's the bad guy with the mask.
That's the bad guy in the mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This is what you look like.
Maybe that's who I'll be as this Halloween. We just had Pedro on the show. Another very cool, humble dude.
Thank goodness we didn't have John Leguizamo on the show. Fuck John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo will be on the show. He'll be on the show. I'm just gonna say.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some stuff that's being worked out.
All right.
So can you edit him out?
No.
You can do whatever you want.
This is why he's on the show.
You can do whatever you want.
Welcome. Do whatever you want.
We had Jesse Twirl last season, so it's been a blessing. 80 episodes.
Yo, we got a lot of dope guests, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think last week, the main thing that kind of made me really look back at some of the guests and some of the episodes that we've done was I was watching, because of the premiere, shout out to Oz Rodriguez, because of the premiere, Vampires versus the Bronx, I went to look back at the episode when we interviewed him. You know, I was looking at some of the other episodes that we've interviewed a lot of really dope people. I watched the Manny Perez episode, you know, again, which to me is like, that episode, I need to, like, you know, save it on my computer.
I like that episode so much, not because of what we recorded, but before and after.
Yeah.
It's cool. C's episode was dope. I like the episode with BB. Sasha episode was pretty funny. Lucia's episode was pretty funny. I mean, I wish we could record, like, off some of the stuff that we do off camera. Because we have fun with the Devontae episode was really fun before and after.
That's true.
We have a lot of dope guests. I mean, we've had some bad, terrible guests also, but
yeah, it's
the nature of the beast, you know. Who else?
JT, what you think about this season?
Yes, and all the seasons. Justin's been in here. I'm gonna tell you right now. It's in the IMDb. I think Justin came in on the eighth episode of season one. I think.
Yo, it's good, but it sucks ass because we can't shoot in person, you know?
Yo,
I agree.
Shoot in person. Yeah, you know, that's the only drawback.
But I mean, imagine having, like, we've had these such amazing interviews and, like, great vibes. And when you think about it in reality, it's like you look back and you're like, damn, if we were in person, this would be lit right now. Like, this would be another level of, like.
Also, you got to remember, look, Ari Spears was live from Los Angeles. Giancarlo Ganela was live from Miami. Hialeah. Jesse Torero was in Los Angeles when, at the time, he was doing the Maluma J-Lo video. Who else? There's been a couple, you know, Pedro's from Georgia. He's in Atlanta, Georgia. So I think the drawback is we're not shooting in person, but the positive is we can, because we're not shooting in person, normal people that, you know, like I've spoken to Lin-Manuel Miranda, and there's times where he can't be on the show because he's not in New York. So it's just that type of booking. Booking, as far as booking, is a lot easier for me and for you guys as well. But I am grateful for the people that make the time and come on the show. Season 7, I will only be messing with people that mess with me. So, Chris, do you want to reiterate that? Do you want to?
If you love me, I love you.
Yeah.
That's it.
So that's basically.
I am mad at that.
The vibe that we're on.
Especially nowadays. We ain't got time to be wasting.
Yeah, I feel I'm at the point where I don't want to be. I want to associate myself and align myself with people who have, I will have people who don't think as me, but I want to highlight more people who are, what's the word, craze? More aligned with my beliefs and my morals.
Absolutely. I second that. I think we got a lot of dope shit coming up. I think the Rick H Show is going to come back in the new year, I think 2021, if we make it. We're gonna come back on that.
2020 is almost over. Just keep thinking about that. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen, who just died today.
Rest in peace, Steve Barnes from Celino and Barnes. That's my guy right there.
That jingle is stuck in my head for life.
Now you just started playing it in my head.
Yo.
Also, now that we're wrapping up, Jada has a podcast called Mommies and Mimosa.
Let's go.
It's coming back on. And she's also working on some other projects. And Craze and I and Justin will be switching to Uptown Live. So most of our content will be coming on that platform, Uptown Live.
So it's make sure you guys go follow them on Instagram.
It's not a podcast, but it's called Uptown Live Podcast for now. It's more of a variety show. We're going to do some pre-shoots, maybe a sketch or two, maybe some comedy, live from Uptown. And it's going to be a lot less censored than the show. So it's
something. Oh, I can't wait for that. Look at Craig's face.
Because I censored Craze, and not really Jayna, because Jayna's got media training. But Craze, I have to bring him back.
I don't have no fucking media training. That's
why. So, if you ever watched Salvador Gigante growing up as a kid,
you might like Uptown Live.
You might like Uptown Live. Just think
can
of that.
I have an idea. Either I can dress up like El Chacal, or I could dress up like La Cuatro. Remember they used to call La Cuatro?
La Cuatro is a fucking legend, bro.
I'm saying, though.
Those are big shoes to fill, but I believe in you, Jayna. I believe in you.
I think.
What about Walter? Can we have like a Walter on the show?
Yo, maybe we'll make Justin. Do you know what Salvador Gigante is?
Justin. He's on
mute. I don't know what it is now.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm going to send you some stuff. Some Salvador Gigante clips. Mario Kreuzberger is the host, a.k.a. Don Francisco.
Don Francisco.
The Don.
The Don. All Dons.
Literally.
He did that show for like 60 years.
That's his baby, you know?
That's dedication right there. Respect. I don't know. He seems kind of weird to me, but I feel like we got to show him respect.
I think the man put in a lot of work, so just respect. So that's what's coming up, you know? We just wrapped up our sixth season, 80th episode. It's been a long journey so far, and a journey that will continue. On October 10th, we're up for 3 nominations for Podcast Awards.
Wow.
So hopefully we grab one of those bad boys, you know. I think we're a very good podcast. I think we don't get the love that we deserve sometimes, but that doesn't matter to me. I still continue to put in the work. Honestly, the podcasts that do get that love, I don't see why they get the love.
I mean, listen, I think there's a lot of dope podcasts out there. I got a lot of love for some podcasts out there.
Hey, say some names.
Justin, you see, so Uptown Live, I will be saying names.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll drop one right now. Shout out to Juan Bago, by the way.
Yo.
Big time shout out to Juan Bago.
Yo, he was on Vampires vs. the Bronx. That's fucking amazing, bro. He's in the movie.
Very good movie. Well, him and Oz are very good friends.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Shout out to Juan Bago. No longer on Latinos Out Loud, by the way, in case if you never caught that. They did this episode talking about Juan not being on the show. One of the pillars of that show, one of the main creators of that show, a big reason why people tuned into the podcast.
Yeah.
Juan's doing a lot of projects right now. I've had a couple of discussions with him. Shout out to Juan Bago.
Shout out to Juan. He's doing a lot.
He's working.
I'm excited to see what he has coming.
I'm just saying that he's working. He's got some stuff.
Let's go.
And that's just it, man. We are more than a podcast. We are Uptown's podcast. And that's what we're coming for in season 7.
For sure.
That's all I'm saying. And everybody who's claiming, I'm from Uptown, but you're really not. And you're trying to steal the culture and sell the culture back to us. You're going to get put on the spot. And if you want to come talk to us,
who said that?
You're also invited to come talk to us on Uptown Live, which will be worth it. So.
And whoever wants to can meet me on 174th Street in Wadsworth.
In the corner.
You're going to get spicy. up at Uptown Live.
I mean, I want to highlight a couple of people that are doing some amazing things. We had Ruben Dario Ramirez on the show. The man is amazing at his work. I was just looking at something. Shout out to Dex, always.
Yo.
He's always putting work in. And a big time shout out to
By the way, I actually got a Dex original piece. Well, let me rephrase that. My daughter got a Dex original piece in my parents' house.
Claim it.
It's an heirloom for my daughter. It's a beautiful family picture of me, her, and her father, who are no longer together.
Get it framed.
It's hung up in her bedroom and my parents. It's beautiful.
It's gonna be worth money. Because Dex is going to stop doing portraits and all that at some point. So if he made one for you, just be grateful that you got it. because he's working on some other stuff. Oz Rodriguez continues to show his creativity, man. He really, on our show, Oz was on when, Justin? April or March of 2019?
Yeah. It was before,
right? And when he was talking about Vampires versus the Bronx, he said Lost Boys. He mentioned Lost Boys and he mentioned a couple other films.
Goonies. I feel like the Goonies is like the vibe that I got.
And he said, but I wanted to do with people that look like me. And we watched the film on Friday and he accomplished that goal. So yeah, shout out to Oz, big time.
Shout out to the whole Bronx. Shout out to the Kid Mero. You know, that shit.
The Kid Mero. Zoe Saldana was on it. Juan Bago again. The young kids that were on
Shea
it.
Shea Whigham was on that shit too.
Yeah. They did a very good job, you know. I don't think they had much acting experience. But we will be back. Season 7. New goals. More Than a Podcast is now our slogan. This was season 6, More Culture. Season 7, I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be spicy.
And it's
going to be something revolving around Uptown or Latinos or whatever.
As always.
If you haven't gone out to vote, please go vote. I voted. Me and my wife, we voted already. Please go vote. I don't care what happened during the debate. They went tit for tat. I don't think Joe was able to get his points across and he just got frustrated. But go vote.
Vote.
Jayla, you're in Florida. Please help us down there. Ready.
Listen, I'm actually working on a couple projects with She Se Puede and a lot of people getting, you know, they did extend the voting, the register to vote deadline here in Florida because there's been some malfunctions. So if you haven't registered or you've been thinking about it, or you've been on the fence, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just go. Just vote. It's better than not having a voice at all. So
Jayla's got a daughter. Crazy's got a son. I got a 3-month-old. Go vote. Not for us, but for them.
Straight up.
So yo. Craze and Jayla, you guys want to say something before we go?
I love y'all. I hope you make it through 2020. This shit is nuts. I hope they don't lock us down again. If they do.
Seems like they might.
Wear a mask. Yeah. Wash your hands.
Yeah, wear a mask. Fucking wash your fucking hands. Wear a fucking mask. Please do that shit. I don't even understand why we still
talk. And I was having this conversation with people, you know, because everybody's like, do you believe in it? Do you not believe it? It doesn't matter what you believe in.
Trump's got it now, so he can't say the hoax.
You know what it is? I think it's just straight up respect. If you don't believe in the corona, if you don't believe in the mask, that's cool. But do it out of respect. Just like if your mother had cancer, if your family member was sick, they had an autoimmune disease, you would do anything and everything, even if the whole world was regular right now, to take care of them and protect them. So just show it like that. Do it for kids. Do it for the elderly. Do it for people that cannot defend themselves. Just put a mask on. And if you don't want to, stay home.
Straight up. Also, I don't understand why are we talking about whether people believed in this shit or not? It's real. Like,
yeah, but unfortunately, there's just some people that, especially in the world that we live in, they get sidetracked and they believe other things. And at this point, it doesn't even, it's just, even if you don't believe in COVID, like out of respect, out of just germs, out of bad breath, bro, just wear a mask.
So,
please. Believe in science.
Believe in science. I want to say good night. God bless. Much respect. And this season has been dedicated to my son. So will be season 7. I'll see you guys in the new year. Uptown Live premieres October 13th. Get ready for that.
Guys, I just wanted to say thank you. Love you guys. And I know, obviously, it's been crazy. And where is Jayla has been one of the most asked questions this season. So where is it now? Jayla's in Florida. But no, the back and forthness and still being able to stay connected, you know, to Uptown and connected to you guys, it's a huge part of who I am. And you know, what Jayla has become through the years, and it has a big influence in my life. So being a part of this is something really special for me, and I really do appreciate it. And
well, even we want to thank you, Jennifer.
We want to thank you, Jennifer,
for being.
Oh, damn, you're throwing the government outside. Damn.
We want to say thank you for joining the squad and, you know, adding that flavor to it.
Jay Sal.
You know? But
you guys next season. Actually, Crazy and I will see you next week, October 13th, Uptown Live. We'll see you guys next season.
I got a crying baby next to me.
And God bless.